Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, welcome to Trundle Bed Tales, the podcast about Laura Ingalls Wilder, historic foodways, one-room schools, and other social history. This is Sarah Utoff, the host and creator of Trundle Bed Tales. Find us around the web under Trundle Bed Tales and on your social on your favorite social media platform. If you listen or just have an account on iTunes, please leave positive feedback because that helps people find the show. Today is the third part of our roving report for a trip to Pepin, Wisconsin's Laura Days. But before we do that, we have just a little housekeeping. And most of what we have to say is that if you ever want to listen to a show while you're on the move, or if you have a question to ask, you can always call in at 714-242-5253. That's 714-242-5253, or toll free 1-877-633-9389. That's toll free 1-877-633-9389. And I normally try to open the chat room when I am doing an episode, but I must say that I have been having some issues with that lately, so I am actually trying to start it today, though I usually don't for these roving reports, just to see if it's going to work, and it's still thinking about it, which is not a happy sign, but we'll get back to that later. Now, I'm hoping, and I haven't gotten dates narrowed down yet, so it may not happen, but I'm hoping to get two more episodes done this month. And if I don't get it done this month, then I'll have three interviews next month, and we'll just see how it goes. In the meantime, I wanted to finish up my trip for Pepin. This is part three. I recorded one Friday night and one Saturday night. And I want to repeat again that I was really appreciative. Pepin is always such a great place for Laura. It's the of all the days events I've been to, it is the one where people, even adults, dress up the most. There seems to be as much focus on Laura and the 19th century, more so than some of the other events. And I really think it's a great time. So if you have a chance to go to Pepin's Laura Days next year, which is the second full weekend in September always, then I would strongly advise you to do that. I will also give you a strong recommendation that if you are going to do that, start looking for hotel reservations. This is the only, well, this is second only to Walnut Grove's pageant in the importance of having hotel reservations early. Pepin has a lot more. It's roughly 150, 175 people more than Oxford, where my small library is. And we have had trouble keeping one restaurant going, and they have like five incredible restaurants. And the reason they do is because besides Laura fans coming in, they also are considered a weekend getaway from the Twin Cities. If you were in Eastern Iowa, it sort of would be the way Galena is for Chicago. I don't know equivalents for other cities, but if anybody's out there listening and has some other equivalents, I would be glad to hear them. Anyway, what that means is that weekend nights premium, and it is well worth trying to get your name on the list early. So, and I also, before I say I'm leaving Pepin behind, I want to thank them again, though, for the lovely reception to my brand new program In the Classroom with Laura. I got all sorts of nice compliments on it, and things tend to go rough the first time you give a program. So for it to be so warmly accepted, I just really want to thank everybody. There were definitely some clunks that I need to work out, but I think it went really well. So Sunday morning in Pepin, there is a pancake breakfast. I usually go to the Homemade Cafe, which is right across the street from the regular things, and I love them to death. They are famous for strawberry jam, and they are the home of the best iced tea in Pepin. And I don't think I can say that enough. And I won't put them on the spot by telling. There's another Laura-related product that I keep telling them that they need to sell during Laura Days, and they ignore me. But hopefully someday I'll get them talked into it. Anyway, so I had a nice breakfast. Sometimes I try and run out to the cabin. I didn't get that done this year. Oh, and I should say they do have a sort of non-denominational service on Sunday morning, which is also kind of nice. So what else about that? Oh, and then I went over, I was a little later than I thought, as I usually am when I'm leaving Pepin. I went over to the Buck Skinners, which are worth multiple trips. They really are. They did point out again, though, that the average age of their volunteer is going up. If you have a handcraft that's a 19th century kind of thing, and you are interested in doing a demonstration, a lot of the people have tents and then just sleep there, but you do not have to. There are quite a few that don't have tents or have a tent just sort of for shade. So if there's something that you do, they used to have a treadle sewing machine. They had they have tinsmithing. They have blacksmithing. They have spinning wheels and working linen and breaking flax. So there's just a really mixture. Oh, pottery. They have a good potter. So, but if you have anything that's sort of a 19th century craft and you're willing to dress the part sort of and work with people, I think you might want to try and help expand their ranks. If that's something that you'd be interested in, let me know and I will pass your contact along to the person you'd have to talk to. I should also mention that I'll say the other thing first. So then I went to the museum and they have been removing things around pretty much every time that I have been there. So in the last few years, they have a new manager, which I had not known before I got there. So there's all sorts of interesting changes going on there, and I think you may enjoy a visit to the museum too. That brings us up to leaving, which normally I run against the parade. And I love the parade. Don't get me wrong. It's a big deal up there. And I love parades. I've been in a lot of parades. But the town really does shut down because the way Pepin is laid out, there's basically one way through town. Unless you know how to take a huge, long detour around the other way. There's just no way out once it closes down for the parade. I even talked to the ambulance people, which, again, gold stars for Pepin that they have ambulance people there on scene. Some events don't, and it's so important. But I talked to them about it, and they were like, yeah, it's basically impossible to get in and out during the parade. But they've been having trouble organizing the parade. So they are kind of thinking about looking for a new Sunday activity that would maybe be a little less of a workload, but would draw people in. So if there's anybody out there who are interested in some Sunday event or can think of one that might be a good thing to have, bearing in mind they already have a fiddle contest, let me know that too, and I will get word along. And I have absolutely no authority on that, but I know they are looking for a change and something else that's interesting that would encourage people to come. So if you have any ideas, let me know. Then I left Pepin and I went to Spring Valley. I took a little different route this time and ended up there and in time for a late lunch, which was good because Spring Valley is the home of an A&W restaurant. And I know A&W restaurants are still around and they're in little gas station things. And why they would have two levels of food, I have no idea. But honest to God, every one of those little A&W gas station-y type things I've stayed at or eaten at is horrible. And the real, in comparison to the real restaurants, the real restaurants are just so much better. It is day and night. They do the glass mugs and it's just so good. And it is a true drive-in still where you get to go in. So your kids may not have had a drive-in. You may not have had a really good root beer in years. I highly recommend stopping there at Spring Valley. Then I drove by the Wilder Barn. Yay, still standing. Although there apparently were more rumblings this year, which is not good. We don't want that to happen. They have been talking about taking it down for quite a while. Have not done it. Hope that they don't. And I guess that's all I'll say about that. Then I went over to the Spring Valley Museum. Now, I actually had to be Denver, Iowa, between 3 and 6. So I really have got to work on getting some time there where I can actually take the tour because I haven't gotten it done for the last couple of years. But I looked around and checked out the stuff in the gift shop again. And it's really a very nice place. I highly recommend their Laura exhibit, and their Christmas teas are coming up. So if you want kind of a cool, different way to do a Laura site, you might want to check with them about their Christmas teas. Then I did not go to Royals grave site, which is in their cemetery. You nearly want to see a map before you go out to the cemetery. You have to take a very specific road. In the Midwest, almost every town is set out on a northwest diagonal. Everybody knows how the street roads are straight out. And even if you don't know the right roads, if you kind of know where something is, you can usually find it pretty easily. Spring Valley is on an angle. So the roads that you think should go one way don't. So make sure you know which road you're looking for before you go out looking for the cemetery that Royal and the related family members are in. There is a second cemetery, a Catholic cemetery, that's actually a little easier to find. And, of course, they aren't buried there. And you can't really see the two cemeteries from each other, but they are close enough that it's real easy to get confused, especially if you're driving around and just kind of trying to do that Midwestern, I know it's kind of there, I'll turn here and there thing. So be sure to watch that. Also, it's a good thing to drive down the downtown, and there's some sites that used to be Royal stores and that kind of thing. So I left from there. I did make it to Denver in time to pick up my auction stuff. Yay. And got home just a little earlier than usual because I was kind of pushing hard to get to Denver. And so I got home about an hour earlier than I do a lot of times. So I think it is a great vacation to get to go do Laura Days. Really, the only bad thing about it is that Pepin is the next weekend. Pepin's one weekend and Mansfield's the next, which makes it a little hard to do both. But if you get a chance, I highly recommend coming to Pepin, and I hope that I will see you there next year. ¶¶